My name is Madison Bunce. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 20th, and I am speaking with Connor Outen, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Midlothian, Virginia. So the first question is, are you proud of yourself?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Because I make decisions that other people aren't willing to do to serve others. Like going in the military at a young age, something most people don't really do.
What is your favorite thing about yourself, physically and like personality-wise?
Physically, my ability to play sports and be more active than a lot of others. Personally, being open with others at the right time and knowing when to, you know, not speak out in certain situations.
What are you most grateful for?
My family, like my living situation, where we're from, my girlfriend, and my God, that's about it.
Interesting. That leads to the next question. Do you have any religious beliefs?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Any reason why?
Because he saved me several times in very bad situations, and it's just... that's how we got here, so.
Was there any particular moment that you knew you believed?
Well, it's been around me my, like, whole life, but it's been around me my whole life, so I've always, it was always there, but I guess, like, a decision when I actually did, decide to become a Christian is when I got baptized last year, when I fully committed.
Do your religious beliefs influence the way you interact with people?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some people ask me why I believe this or how I can even think of believing this, but it's just an opportunity to, you know, open them up to my way of thinking. So.
How does it influence your relationships with people?
Depends on the person, really. It's like... other people that don't believe, they usually judge or kind of shut down or, like, stay away from me because they think I am a judgmental person. But other people that really do know the Word and know God know that I'm doing this for salvation and the better of the society, so.
All right. Who is the biggest influence on your life and why?
Probably my dad, because he's pushed me to do a lot of things, like, especially when I didn't want to do them, like continuing a football season or my decision to go in the military. He wasn't necessarily there when I was in the gym alone pushing myself, but he was a motivator, and he's kind of given me the, I wouldn't say ego, but mindset to, you know, keep pushing because I know I can, so.
Is there any, like, particular lesson you've learned from him?
That anything I set my mind to is possible. I didn't believe I would be here physically or mentally, where I'm at now, if it wasn't for him, because he's just kind of always drive me to be better and be a better person spiritually, physically, and mentally, so.
Who is someone that you feel that you can fully rely on and trust?
My girlfriend. My girlfriend.
Why?
Because she's been there since, you know, fourth grade. I don't know who she is. But she's awesome. You're awesome. She's been there since I was 11. Always stuck around, even through my phases and through my bad times in life when I, you know, didn't truly believe in God. And she's never really judged me. I mean, seriously judged me. But she's always been there, and for that, and I'm really grateful.
So that leads me to the next question. Who is the most important person in your life, and why?
Well, my girlfriend, my mom, for two big reasons. I mean, like I said before, the previous question, always been there for me. Guiding me to become a better person, even when they weren't telling me what to do, but they're that positive impact that I wanted to be a better person, so.
What was it like when you first met that person? And what did you think about them?
Well, in fourth grade, I didn't really believe that we would be dating. I just saw her as a really good friend throughout middle school, high school, and everything. So it's awesome dating my good friend from 8 years ago.
My friend.
Friends.
How would you describe that person to someone who doesn't know them?
Well, I mean, just describe perfection, but it's kind of hard to do, just from my perspective. But anyone that sees her or hears her kind of attracts the room around her because she's a good person.
And then what is your favorite thing about that person? It's like turned into a
yeah. No. Well, that she's always really open with me, and she understands what I've been through, and she knows how to make me laugh. So I guess, like, this personality wise, like, it's corny, but it's definitely that. It's just, you know, bonus that she's the hottest girl in the grade.
Okay. What makes that person so important to you?
Well, I mean, like I said before, it's like she's shown her commitment. Not necessarily commitment, but, like, you know, she didn't have to stick around for 8 years, especially through some of the really bad years, but she did anyways, and she always kind of, like, attracted to me. Like, she was, like, always, like, wanting to talk and everything, and usually people don't do that with me. I'm kind of the middleman. She noticed me, so I noticed her.
Oh, God. The next question is, if you could tell that person one thing that you have never said, what would you say?
The one thing I never said. I don't think I've never said, like, anything to you. I've always been really open book. Like, I don't have any secrets.
Well, if there's one thing that you could tell them, I don't know. Like,
I love you.
Because you've never said that. Anyways. All right. What are you doing after high school?
I'm going to the military, the Marine Corps.
What are you most afraid of with that?
Being away from family for a long time. Coming back and things changed that I could have, you know, prevented, but honestly, when it happens, it happens. Everything happens for a reason. I know that the greater good's going to come out of this decision.
What and who will you miss the most while you're gone away?
My girlfriend. And, my parents. My mom, she gets really upset when my other brothers leave for a while. And, it's hard at first for everybody, that transition, but once, like, that first year hits, it gets a little bit easier.
I forgot where we were, so I'm just going to go to the next question.
I finished.
What will be your motivation to keep going while you're gone?
Just knowing what I'm doing is making an impact for the country that's, you know, given me so much. Just knowing that I have a lot of people behind me on this because they know it's for the good and someone has to do it, so.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Out of college with a business degree, minimal student debt, you know, from all the benefits, and hopefully, like, owning a gym or being somewhere involved in the fitness industry, because that's just what I want to do every day. That's what drives me. That's what makes me feel good, so.
If you had one wish about the future, what would it be?
Little change, like a lot of consistency. And I know that's not going to happen at all, probably, but if I had to wish for it, as little change as possible, because I'm pretty happy with my life right now.
how are you going to embrace your last few months of being here?
Just being close with my family. Not keeping any loose ends before I leave for boot camp, you know. Not burning any bridges, just being really concrete with the people that matter. Just mentally preparing for a pretty hard summer. It's going to be difficult, but I know that, you know, God's got me, so.
All right. So what do you think that your greatest strength and weaknesses are?
Let's start with weakness. I tend to doubt myself a lot and everything. Even when I, like, blow it out of the water, I think that I definitely could be a lot more confident in the things I do. Like, even the smallest things, like, when it comes to, like, maxing out on, like, a lift, like, physically I'm ready, mentally, I doubt myself. So, strength suit, my consistency, my determination to get better, physically, mentally, like, every day, I'm in check. I know if I do this, there's gonna be consequences, good or bad consequences out of a decision. You don't stay the same. You either get better or worse. So I think I have a good mind for that.
All right. What do you think builds lasting friendships and relationships with people around you?
Showing your commitment, knowing, like, always verbally saying that, you know, I'm gonna be there. And not just words, but actions, like showing them that you care about them, through, like, worry or, like, the smallest things like gifts or just doing something for them out of your schedule. I think that builds the best friendships. It starts the best trust. And then from there on out, you're just friends. Like, you want to do stuff with them, like, every day.
How would you describe your best friend to someone who doesn't know them?
probably me, but, like, 10 times goofier. definitely same work ethic. I surround myself with people that motivate me, that something I can give to them off of my motivation, so.
Hold on. What is one thing that you would change about yourself if you could?
Physically or mentally?
Both.
Well, mentally, like I said before, doubting myself, I would definitely change that because I have a lot of doubt. And physically, my calves.
Oh my God. Anyways. Okay, last question. What is the best thing that happened to you this year so far?
Getting a girlfriend that cares about me and, you know, is committed. And she shows that she's going to stick with me through thick and thin. I'm going to be gone for 3 months, you know, just letters, so it's going to be hard. But she's shown me that she's willing to, you know, tough it out for me.
Okay. That concludes our interview. Oh, it's so